Moritz Ganahn became the new assistant conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the fall of 2015. He made his successful Tanglewood debut with the BSO conducting Mahler's First Symphony.
His November 2016 concerts mark his subscription series debut. In addition to his activities in Boston, Ganahn continues to appear as a guest conductor with the Deutsche Oper Berlin.
Tonight, he will be conducting Mendelssohn's overture, The Hebrides, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Moritz Ganahn to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, it's an honor to be here with you. I'm very good, thank you.
What do you think of the grounds of Tanglewood and all the rest? Isn't it unbelievable?
It's truly unbelievable. It's a gorgeous place, you know. It's there's so many things going on. I mean, it's like an island for artists where they can just, you know, perform on the highest possible level. They have the most informed and encouraging audience with so many different programs going on, big symphony concerts, chamber music, solo recitals, like everything. And the space here is just so beautiful. You know, this, you have this big shed with a great acoustic and this beautiful lawn around it where people can sit. And it's just beautiful. There's nothing like Tanglewood.
At what age did you start conducting?
Actually, I started conducting for the first time when I was 18. I conducted a small brass band in southern Germany.
Really? Oh, that's great. And what's your instrument?
My instruments are the piano in first case and the violin.
So what does an assistant conductor do? And talk about your relationship with Maestro Nelson's as well as with the BSO as a whole, of your role in this grand equation.
So the wonderful aspect of the assistant conductor position with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, that we actually get the chance to conduct the orchestra, to have our own concerts. And this is something that's very often assistant conductor positions would not offer you. The other thing is that my colleague and I, we're two assistant conductors, we cover the programs of the music director and also programs of the guest conductors, which means that we have to be ready to step in and take over rehearsal.
You're an understudy.
Or even it's an understudy. That's the thing. And can you imagine when you have to cover half a season each of us? That's a lot of scores.
Preparation.
A lot of preparation. The wonderful thing, I mean, it's really a dream position because I basically get paid to study scores.
So isn't that how Bernstein got his start? He took over for somebody.
He took over. This is right. And there are chances to do this, and if it goes well, you know, then it might help your career. Yeah.
So when you just for a clarification, so when you say you have to that understudy, and you have to, do both of you learn everything, or do you say you take half and I'll take half?
Yes, we share.
Okay.
Because it would be too much
to cover
the whole season.
So, and then you have that very perverse reaction that when you get a call and say, oh, Maestro is sick, and you're like, yes.
Well, no, you don't.
I have to admit that it hasn't happened to me with a BSO so far. And it will be very, very stressful because it will come very unexpectedly. And it would be a very adventurous thing.
But Joe, it would have to be how sick?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
If the guy's on his deathbed, you don't want to do that.
Well, no, you know? No. But, you know, you take your opportunities where you get
different.
Them. Right.
Yeah.
So, but with that said, let it be noted that you have your own gig. I mean, you have your own opportunities to conduct this incredible orchestra.
Absolutely. It's true.
Like tonight.
Like tonight, yeah.
So how do you fit those in, and how often do you do it?
This season I conducted the BSO in three concerts in Boston in the Symphony Hall, mm-hmm. with a fantastic program, and it was a pleasure and honor to do this program with the BSO. Now will be the concert on the parade this evening, and next season there are more concerts scheduled.
So which makes you more nervous, Tanglewood or the hall, or BSO in Boston?
I would say I'm always nervous before conducting any orchestra, but especially the BSO. It's always a big challenge to do that. But I would say probably more nervous in Boston. The reason might be that the atmosphere at Tanglewood is so relaxed, although the orchestra has so many concerts to play.
Are your parents still alive?
They are.
Well, and are they proud of their son?
I hope so.
Have they come to see you a lot?
Actually, they haven't managed to come to Boston or Tanglewood yet. I hope they will manage to come next season.
Wouldn't that be great? Are they musicians? Wonderful.
They are not. In fact, I think I'm the only musician in the whole family.
Wait, so you're a genetic mistake or something?
Yeah, it's a big fatal error.
They must be so proud of you being a genetic mistake at all.
I hope so.
When did they know? When did they know that they had a talented kid?
Well, you know, at first my dad wanted to convince me that it might be better to study chemistry or physics or to become a lawyer or something, you know, get a proper job. But, when I was a teenager, maybe around 16, 17, he started to realize that there's actually no point in trying to get me into a different direction.
Well, no, my father, when I was playing the trumpet, he told me to shut up, and he was right.
Yeah, sometimes parents know, and sometimes maybe they don't. But you got encouragement along the way then once you went down your path.
I did, in fact. Fortunately, yeah, my parents were great supporters.
So when you, this is really none of my business, but when you look at this as assistant conductor, is this something that you can do for a long period of time, or is this something that you look as a short term? How do you look at that in the great scheme of things?
I think, well, I'm working as an assistant conductor with a BSO, and the contract leaves me enough space to also work as a conductor.
Conductor, sure.
So I do a lot of freelance conducting, mainly in opera, mainly in Europe, when I'm not with a BSO. So it is a position which enables me to still learn from the great conductors and one of the world's best orchestras, and still already pursuing my own career.
So there are a lot of opera houses in Germany. When the wall came down, I was invited by the Adenauer Foundation along with a bunch of people, and we were in an old Stasi hotel in East Germany, and we went to see the Magic Flute, which was a modernistic magic flute. And it was really something over there. There were a lot of opera houses.
Absolutely, and there still are. Some of them struggle financially, especially as you were mentioning the eastern part of Germany, sure, where you have many, many, many opera houses, where every village basically has an opera house, one could say. But it's wonderful for the people then. Imagine in the times when there were no recordings, basically everyone had the chance to benefit from opera, to go there and listen to it.
Is it more popular still than in America?
Generally, maybe yes, but I think there is a very big and very, very informed opera audience also in America. And nowadays, of course, you know, the Met has those programs to broadcast their productions to cinemas, and you can buy DVDs and everything. But of course, it doesn't really replace the experience of going there and seeing it live.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about, in the remaining moments that we have, about the piece that you'll be conducting tonight, to Mendelssohn.
Well, the Hebrides Overture is one of my favorite pieces ever. Actually, it's like a musical portrait of a rough sea landscape. You know, Mendelssohn visited Scotland in his early years, and he also made a trip to see that famous cave on a remote island in Scotland. And the piece starts, you know, on calm sea, so to say, and then there will be more more tumultuous moments, and there's a big storm in the end, and it's that even Richard Wagner, we all know about his anti-Semitic tendencies, said that Mendelssohn was a great painter of landscapes in musical terms, and he had a had lots of admiration for him and actually copied him in some of his pieces, or at least, you know, took him as an example.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world tonight. You will be conducting that Mendelssohn Hebrides Overture as part of this incredible Tanglewood on Parade. You're going to be on the stage with some really incredible talent, and you'll all be part of that. Moritz Ganan is the BSO assistant conductor, and we thank you very much for being with us. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful season. You're listening to a special live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.